Dog Soldiers by Robert Stone, narrated by Tom Stekshulte.
I've seen the devil of violence and the devil of greed and the devil of hot desire, but by all the stars, these were strong, lusty, red-eyed devils that swayed and drove men, men, I tell you. But as I stood on that hillside, I foresaw that in the blinding sunshine of that land, I would become acquainted with a flabby, pretending, weak-eyed devil of a rapacious and pitiless folly. Conrad, Heart of Darkness. There was only one bench in the shade, and Converse went for it, although it was already occupied. He inspected the stone surface for unpleasant substances, found none, and sat down. Beside him, he placed the oversized briefcase he'd been carrying. Its handle shone with the sweat of his palm. He sat facing Ouya Street, resting one hand across the case and raising the other to his forehead to check the progress of his fever. It was Converse's nature to worry about his health. The other occupant of the bench was an American lady of middling age. It was siesta hour, and there was no one else in the park. The children, who usually played soccer on the lawns, were across the street, sleeping in the shade of their mother's street stalls. The Ouya hustlers had withdrawn into the arcade of Eden Passage. They were lounged sleepy-eyed, rousing themselves now and then to hiss after the passing of a sweating American. It was 3 o'clock, and the sky was almost cloudless. The rain was late. There was no wind, and the palm crowns and poinciana blossoms of the park trees hung motionless. Converse glanced secretly at the lady beside him. She was wearing a green print dress and a canvas hat with a sun visor. She'd offered him a weary...